Hello and welcome to episode 33 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about a $45 million donation to cure celiac disease, the possibilities of hydrolyzed wheat flour, your attitude is contagious, coping with cognitive damage, and easy chai tea muffins. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2010, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. $45 million donation for celiac cure. A $45 million donation to the University of Maryland Center for Celiac Research will be used to employ up to 200 doctors and researchers dedicated to finding a cure for celiac disease. The gift was sponsored by the family of a recently diagnosed celiac patient. The patient, Sheila Cafferty, suffered for many years without a diagnosis. Last year, her husband tracked down the famous celiac researcher, Dr. Alessio Fasano, who made an accurate diagnosis and might have saved her life. In return, Sue and her husband gave $5 million to Fasano's research center and arranged for the donation of another $40 million. In the future. Hydrolyzed wheat flour. It is possible to greatly reduce the gluten in wheat by fermenting it with normal sourdough cultures. But is this wheat really safe for celiacs? A team of researchers has just published findings stating that a group of patients in their study who ate baked goods made from fully hydrolyzed flour with just 8 parts per million of residual gluten reported no complaints or discomfort. Findings from this study conclude that perhaps, in the near future, celiacs will be able to eat breads made from fully hydrolyzed wheat flour manufactured with sourdough cultures. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Your attitude is contagious. There is an art to talking to people about your celiac disease and your gluten-free diet. First and foremost, remember that your attitude is contagious. When you're talking to close friends and family members who will also be affected by your diet for the rest of your life, be careful about how you deliver the topic. You talk about it as if the diagnosis has ruined your life and that you'll only be able to eat bland and tasteless foods from now on, and that they probably will also have to, so that your plate will not be contaminated by theirs. No one is going to have an easy time at it. However, keep in mind that most good food is gluten-free anyway, and the pure foods are the easiest to keep uncontaminated, while processed foods often are toxic with stray gluten. Your family will be shopping for fresh fruits and vegetables more often, cooking nutritious foods at home, and will all be healthier and happier in the long run. Ultimately, be careful what you say and how you say it, even when they appear to be tuned out. Kids and spouses hear what you're saying. Feelings can be heard, and lasting impressions can be made. Portray a genuine, positive attitude about your diet, and you'll find out it rubs off on yourself. Here's an article from the latest issue of Celiac.com's Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Coping with Cognitive Damage. Frustrating events like confusing diagnoses from multiple doctors, accusations from your close ones such as hypochondriac or picky eater, or feeling toxic from the food you're eating and not knowing what's wrong can certainly put someone into a frantic state of mind. If you're feeling overwhelmed or depressed, or both, it's important to remember that a proper diagnosis can do a lot to resolve the tension caused by these life events. But keep in mind that the gluten, a proven neurotoxin, might have left traceable nerve damage in your body. The lingering feelings of confusion and depression are not just due to a stressful time in your life. They were caused by the opiate effect resulting from exposure to gluten. The results of a study recently published in the Archives of Neurology show a direct link between the onset of dementia and celiac disease. The cognitive damage to an undiagnosed celiac had never been recognized before this study was complete and published in October of 2006. If you're suffering from brain fog, disorientation, confusion, or depression, understand that it's probably an effect of long-term gluten exposure. Try to cope the best you can and report your feelings to your doctor. Easy Chai Tea Muffins. Here's a sweet and yes healthy muffin, right for tea time or breakfast, with just the right amount of spice. The word chai is simply the word for tea in Hindu and many other languages. For thousands of years, over most of the Far East, people have enjoyed a hot, sweet, and spicy combination of herbs added to a regular black tea, blended with milk. Today you can try similar herbs combined with decaffeinated tea or green tea, hot or iced, with cream or not. This muffin recipe calls for the chai latte concentrate of your own choice, or else just steep 3 chai tea bags in a half cup of very warm milk, dairy or non-dairy, then set aside to cool. Here's an idea of the recipe. The full instructions and all measurements can be found on our website. Coat muffin tins with cooking oil or line with papers. Preheat oven to 325 degrees. Whip granulated cane sugar and butter until light and fluffy. Add eggs. Mix in some agave nectar and apple or pumpkin butter. Stir in a combination of gluten-free flour, almond meal or brown rice flour, flaxseed meal, mesquite flour, or unsweetened cocoa, gluten-free oats, baking powder, baking soda. Slowly add your chai tea concentrate. Fold in a small amount of raisins or diced apples, this time if you choose. Fill the muffin tins 2/3 of the way and bake until they turn light brown. This muffin is soft, sweet, rich, and spicy. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. From all of us at Celiac.com, all of you, thank you for listening.